Local Matters, our weekly news podcast. I'm Margaret Williams, co-managing editor at Express, in charge, more or less, of the news. I make it happen. No, not really. That's not true. But
give yourself some credit. Sure you do.
In the studio with me today is Jake Frankel, our multimedia and staff reporter supreme. And a little story he's got cooking has a few topics that have us perplexed, quite honestly. Jake, tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, last week's issue, we had staff kind of look back at the year and pick some of the favorite articles and videos and photos and images that they had been working on. Where this week, I'm kind of taking a look back on what got the most views and attention online on the website. We can kind of track those stats. So yeah, we've been having fun looking back and seeing what news articles and A&E articles and photos and podcasts and everything got the most attention. And some of them kind of make sense, but a lot of them are kind of surprising to me.
There's a top most viewed photo that has both of us kind of scratching our heads, so to speak. I'm looking at the photo right now. It's a shot of a DJ with a McCain t-shirt at the Laugh Festival. And the photo says Ann Fitt and Glenn took it, but she swears she did not. So we're looking at this photo, and it's, you know, not got the best lighting. It's not anything exciting happening. And it had how many views?
Almost 300,000. I mean, it's astounding how many people looked at this photo, and we can't figure out where those views came from exactly. It's a photo of Adam Strange, who is a longtime member of the local hip-hop group GFE, and he's also, you know, a DJ. Does all kinds of stuff, but it's not like we're talking about Beyonce here. You know, he's not a national celebrity or anything. So, yeah, that was definitely one that caught my eye that just I can't figure out why. But, hey, the people have viewed, I guess, rather than spoken, and they viewed it a lot. So they either like it or it got picked up by some kind of other outlet, the link to it somewhere. But I didn't see
something
where.
Something like that. So that photo, we got the most viewed photo. What other kind of strange and interesting things have you found out folks do on our website? Well, maybe I should rephrase that. What are folks looking at on our website?
Well, all kinds of things. One thing that kind of caught my eye, another thing, was the most viewed news article online was a kind of very short follow-up to a cover story about a local family whose child was taken from, they lost custody of this child, and the kid, Ryan Baldwin, turned out, he was diagnosed with XMRV, a rare neuroimmune disease. But I thought it was interesting that the main cover story that covered this issue wasn't nearly as viewed online as a very short little follow-up interview with Ryan.
It was a cover story earlier in the year, February, I believe. Yes, that was interesting. And some other top hits?
Sure. Another one of the top viewed news stories was called Social Media for Business, No Longer Just an Option, which was written by a regular contributor and Fit and Glenn, otherwise known as Edgy Mama, otherwise known as Brewgasm. But
yes,
this story was very different than those columns. It was kind of a look at social media sites like Twitter and Facebook and how they can benefit local businesses.
And that the print story came out in April this year?
Yep, April.
April, that was a
April
small business 14th. Issue.
Yep.
A small business issue that we had.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Along those lines, I thought it was really interesting. You know, of course, Mountain Express, we are experimenting in all kinds of ways with using social networking sites ourselves, especially Twitter. And I thought it was interesting that the most viewed blogs on our website for the year were the three top ones were pretty much all aggregated Twitter feeds on the website. Hmm. So those are actually, I think, really popular. And I'm not sure, but maybe one reason why is because they engage a lot of citizens to be part of the coverage rather than having this kind of top-down structure where we're feeding people news. That's a situation where we're experimenting with this new tool to engage just citizens from throughout the community to help us tell this story by adding their voices.
What were some of those? I know there are Asheville Snobagod. We do a Twitter feed that pulls together Snobagod hashtagged items. It was particularly hot the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's certainly been very popular the last few days as we broke our Christmas Day snowfall record for Asheville. We got 10 inches in town. The previous record had been 9.4 inches. But of the last year, the most popular ones were the final hours, Asheville's push for Google Fiber.
Oh, yeah.
Which went up just a couple days before the deadline to kind of campaign to get this new super high-speed internet cable installed in the area. The second most viewed blog overall was Helping Haiti, ongoing coverage, links, resources with Twitter news feed.
There's new material added to that fairly regularly. We have some folks on the ground there in Haiti who send us stuff occasionally. Lauren Mallory comes to mind, for example.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of striking to see that there was that much interest and support for these people who are struggling in a country so far away, especially in a time like now when the economy is so rough. People here are having such hard times.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a huge spirit of giving and interest, which came out. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then the third most viewed blog on the Mountain Express website this year was The Obamas Visit Asheville, ongoing Twitter-based coverage. And, you know, that was such a frenzy. It was so interesting to follow that Twitter feed when that was happening. And you could track the Obamas, like, second by second, like, everything they were doing, what they were eating, where they were in Asheville. It was,
where they were seen last. Yeah, that got a little crazy.
I couldn't imagine what it would be like for the Obamas. I mean, that was supposed to be a quiet, kind of romantic getaway. And I guess when you're president and first lady, there's really no such thing.
No such thing, yeah.
Thanks to people like us, I guess. Although, really, most of that wasn't even us. It was just people around town that were spotting them. And
yes, there are not enough kind of us to go around to look and track every movement of even though Obama's in town.
Another thing on the A&E side of things I thought was interesting was the most viewed A&E article was Vaudeville, Burlesque, Cabaret, which was written by contributor Stephen Samuels, who went very in-depth about the kind of growing local theater scene. And I thought that was interesting that that got the most hits, because I think it's telling that, one, that it's there's a growing community of people involved in theater in the area and people interested in it, and also that maybe that's an area that other outlets aren't really covering as much as they should.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that A&E has plans to really expand theater coverage over the next year. They're redoing the website to allow for more of that.
There's been growth in theater companies and performances. It's beyond, way beyond the Montford Park Players these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give us a 30-second roundup here, Jake. A few other teasers about what's going to be in print and online in the next week or so. About looking back at 2010, web-wise, looking at our website.
Well, we're also going to, in the print version of this story, we're going to look at all kinds of stuff, including the most listened to podcast, which was actually just a few weeks ago, the first time we experimented with this format.
That's right. Yeah, we had former managing editor John Elliston in the studio. He was here in the studio talking about the top secret stuff that went on at what is now the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute. I believe I got that right.
Yeah.
So we hope to keep up the trend for 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as soon as we're done here, I'm going to
go right
comb through more of these stats and figure out what the most viewed video was and all kinds of other things, and you can look forward to reading more about that in this week's print edition of the Mountain Express.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us in the studio, otherwise known as my office.
Always good to be here.
And now I'm joined in the Mountain Express Audio Extreme studio. Susan Andrew, our environmental editor, reporter, person.
Hello, hello.
She's here to tease a little bit, be a teasing environmentalist, about a story she's been working on for some months now, actually, which you will see in Express very soon.
Well, I'm pretty excited about the inactive hazardous sites story. you know, the CTS story got a lot of coverage in recent years, starting at Mountain Express, but CTS is but one of over 50 inactive hazardous sites in Buncombe County, and we just wanted to dig in and show some of the others.
Now, for those of you who don't know, the CTS is a former electroplating plant on Mills Gap Road, and Mountain Express uncovered a bit of a story there with contamination of trichloroethylene several years ago, 2007. But there are many other inactive sites, and by that we mean...
sites that are sort of orphaned in the regulatory sense. They aren't permitted releases like those that happen at Progress Energy, which releases into the air under the Clean Air Act and has a permit to do this. Many other active operators in Buncombe County are authorized to put small amounts of pollution out below a maximum rate, and it's monitored and everything. These are sites where there is no permit, there is no authorizing agency who's taking charge and watching over things.
And many of them are defunct sites. There's no longer a business there, but there's still stuff left in the ground and whatever.
They're orphaned, they're abandoned, mm-hmm. and in most cases they are not cleaned up.
Well, stay tuned to see what else we uncover about that in the next couple weeks. Thank you for joining us, Susan. And that wraps it up for Local Matters. Happy New Year to everyone, and stay tuned.
Stay safe. Thank you.